You are now listening to Ride With Me, the Flatarity Podcast.
Welcome to Ride With Me, episode 111. Today is April 1st, 2024. And happy April Fools, everybody. This is not a joke. We're actually doing a podcast today. Today's guest is my son, Julian.
Hi.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's it. So we were cleaning the garage, and then all of a sudden we were like, fuck it, I just want to record. And he's like, let's do it. Let's do it. So we're just going to spitball today. We just fucking did it. Let's see here. I had to play with the audio anyway, so this is more of a testing, because ever since I took my equipment to Officer Ricky's house, my shit's been off his rockers. So it sounds like everything's legit right now. How do I sound on your end?
Sound clear.
So I think I want to start off by saying I've been looking at my stats, and I have a couple 5 stars on my Spotify. So thank you for the people that liked the podcast or gave it a review. I have over 8,107 total plays. So I want to thank you guys that are listening on a regular basis. I know we normally just come on here to BS, or, well, half the time we think we're BSing. I normally don't do this, but if you guys can rate, share, and follow, that'd be great. I had some other stuff to say. Not really, not much. Just the reason why we are on here today is because it is, 5 days away from WrestleMania 40.
The biggest WrestleMania.
The biggest WrestleMania of all time. And he doesn't have a microphone plugged into him, but he's standing right here next to me is Dwayne The Rock Johnson. What do you think about The Rock?
He sure did.
He's right here. He's standing right here next to me.
You mean your cardboard cutout?
He's standing right here next to me, isn't he? Oh. See, they're already screwing up.
Technical difficulties.
Why are you hitting on The Rock, dude? Yes,
The Rock is bald.
Okay. So, I said it before. I screwed up last year around this time because I was watching The Young Rock. And my son would come and ask, sit down and watch it with me. And he would ask me, Dad, did that really happen? And I would respond, yeah. It happened in real life. I watched it live, meaning I watched it when it aired. No DVR, no playbacks, no finding it on some third-party website. I watched it live. If you missed it, you missed it. There was not getting it back. Then next episode, Dad, that really happened? Yes. Dad, did he really act like a monkey? Yes. So I had him watch Saturday Night Live. What do you think about that?
That was hilarious. The Rock was like acting around as Superman, the monkey.
And then the remember the nicotine one? At the end where he's punching the guy, he's throwing the cigarette in the guy's hand. He's supposed to be his nicotine, like stop him from smoking, but The Rock is actually giving him the cigarette that's right. So he can smoke, so that he can punch him and beat the shit out of him.
Yeah.
So I introduced, I had them watch Saturday Night Live, the episode where The Rock first aired back in, 1999 or 2000. I managed to find it. They watched it, and they were laughing their asses off. You can sit back if you want and move this towards you if you have to. Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
And they loved it. So he was like, Dad, I mean, I'll watch wrestling. I'll watch wrestling. Because for years I've been asking them if they want to watch some old school wrestling. No, Dad, that's fake. It's not really, it's not real. When he watched The Rock on Saturday Night Live, he said, okay, Dad, I will watch wrestling with you only from when The Rock started. And what'd I say?
That was the best era.
That's the best era. The Attitude Era was the best. I'm all right, cool. Do you want to watch it? We watch it. So we started watching from the very first episode. I think it was like November of 1996 when The Rock came out for the, was it a Royal Rumble?
I think
it was a Royal Rumble. But I know he won the match. And he was, back then when he first started, he really didn't know everything. So when he was celebrating, remember, he was facing the wrong. We watched it on The Young Rock where he's talking about how he was facing the wrong side of the ring, remember? So he wasn't celebrating. The camera wasn't seeing him because they were just seeing his back because he was celebrating facing the wrong way, right? So we watched it and we're like, holy shit, that really happened. So we watched it. We're watching the Attitude Era. We watched a couple episodes, and then WrestleMania 39 was here at SoFi, which is like 20 minutes away from here. And an old supervisor of mine saw that I posted on Facebook watching WrestleMania. And he asked me, do you want two tickets for tomorrow? Because apparently we've missed a lot. WrestleMania is now 2 days of an event. So it used to be just the one. I don't know when they made it Saturday and Sunday. I guess because they have so many superstars. So he was like that. He's like, mijo, you want to go? And my wife's like, go. My wife's like, actually, I'm so fucking excited for you. The day of, she was like, I'm so excited for you guys to go to WrestleMania. Again, mind you, we haven't watched wrestling in years. JoJo's never watched wrestling ever.
Just the old stuff, so I didn't know anyone new.
Exactly. We didn't know anybody of these new characters or anything. But so we go to SoFi. We get our seat. First of all, we get there. And the first thing we see is they let us into the Officer Ricky dropped us off at a nearby Pollo Loco, because they're like, nah, I'm not gonna drive. He was on his way to work, so it was only like 15 minutes, maybe a little bit out of his way. So he was like, I'll drop you guys off, cool, that's fine, and then we'll just Uber back. And so we get to Pollo Loco, we get some food, and then we walk to SoFi. We get to SoFi and we eat our food before entering the arena, the stadium. And so when we finally enter the stadium, we go up. They don't even check our bags or nothing. I was like, son of a bitch, I could have brought my camera. Like, what the hell? So we enter up. We go up the first flight of steps, and they have like the wrestling, the before it starts, the like the introduction that the
like the announcers.
Yeah, the what do you call it? Like the. Where they're breaking everything down before it actually starts. So we saw Booker T. I was like, oh my God, Booker T. JoJo?
No idea
who Booker T was. And that's cool. And then we go to the little shop where they had wrestling belts, and we took a picture with the backdrop they had there, right? So after that, we start walking. And I'm like a little kid in a candy store. JoJo has, Julian here does no idea.
I was just happy to be there.
He was just happy to be there, but I had no idea. The look on my face and like a little kid, right? Oh my God. Look. So we took him. We get to our seats. And our company, they provided what I would call, good seats, right? They're pretty good seats. Nice seats. Pretty much all the pictures we took were with my cell phone, and they were pretty close. So that's how close the seats were. So we sit down, we're good to go. And it's a trip because the guy sitting next to me, he also won tickets, I guess, through my company in Ventura County, because he ran a liquor store in Oxnard that I grew up going to as a kid. And his salesman is a buddy of mine, freaking Robert, Ish's brother-in-law. You know Ish.
Oh yeah.
His brother-in-law was that guy's salesman. So
that's crazy.
Yeah. So it's like, what the hell, dude? What's up, man? So we took a picture. He sent it to Robert. And but you made the mistake of saying wrestling was what?
Fake.
And what they tell you?
He said, never say that again. I almost got jumped because of my dad.
He started saying, hey, wrestling's fake, though. Wrestling's fake. One of the guys sitting next to us was like, hey man, you don't say that, dude. Like, JoJo looked scared for a second. So we were just cool to be there. Obviously, we only got two tickets. We ended up taking a sign that my wife made for Nick for his track, right? Mm-hmm. It just said the word, his name, it said Nick. So we took that with us, and every time we saw the camera, we were trying to point it towards the camera to see if we can get it on TV. But right now I'm googling the pay-per-views, so night two, that way I can reference what we're talking about. So WrestleMania starts, and the first match is Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez versus Ronda Rousey and Shayna Banks. Say, you want to say her name?
Shayna Baszler.
See, this guy got it down. This guy got everything down. So we were kind of going for Ronda Rousey because we didn't really know anybody. We only knew Ronda. And I believe Ronda won that match, but we were like, what the fuck? Like, everyone started booing Ronda. So we started booing from them.
You got to follow along.
You got to go along with it. We already, JoJo already made enemies next to us. So let's follow them. And then, so, I mean, it, I can only, you know, remember what I can kind of recall. But yeah, I think Ronda won that much. Everybody was booing them and nobody, like we were booing them as well. Actually, you know what? It was, it sounds like it was a four-way, dude. Liv Morgan, Raquel Rodriguez versus Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler versus Natalya and Shotzi. And versus Chelsea Green and Sonya.
Oh, is it those one where they like they can tag in anybody and whoever pinned them?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was like a four-way tag team match. It doesn't say if it was for the championship belts or anything.
Oh, I think that's when Ronda and Shayna won those.
Yeah, Ronda won that one. Remember, that's why everybody was booing her, and we were like, oh, let's go along with them. Boo, fuck you. So, oh, the next match was Omos versus Brock Lesnar. Can you explain what you saw that day?
The second his intro music went on, my dad jumped out of his seat. He almost fell into like the row below us. He almost toppled because that's how fast he got up.
He's never seen me jump.
I've never seen him move that fast.
He came home and told my wife, "Would you tell mom?"
I've never seen Dad move so fast in his life. Not for anything.
So we, Brock Lesnar comes out and I jump out of my seat. Because, again, this is a wrestler that I saw as a child, mm-hmm. right? And Brock Lesnar and Omos. And I don't remember who won the match.
Brock won.
You think Brock won? Okay.
Yeah, he did.
So I don't remember who won the match. Well, JoJo says that Brock won. But and we'll get back to Brock Lesnar because then Julian's like, what the fuck? I'm going to confuse the hell out of him. Next match was Hell in the Cell versus Edge and Finn Balor. Again, what did you see?
You also got out of your seat really fast.
So I'm filming, right? So this guy comes out, right? Again, we don't know who's who. We don't know how these matches were made because we have not been watching any of the current matches. So we don't know what's going on. We're just there to enjoy the show. We don't know how this Hell in a Cell match came to be. Everything's a storyline. Everything's scripted. We have no idea why. So we watched Finn Balor. I believe Finn Balor comes out first. And then Edge comes out from under the ramp, right? So this little compartment opens, door opens, and he comes out from under it. And he's wearing like this Man in the Iron Mask type mask with mirrors all around it.
Yeah.
I'm filming it. And all of a sudden he freaking he stretches his arms out and these like bat wings
came out.
I'm filming Edge do this. And then I get a glimpse of Julian's mouth, like his jaw dropped. That was the moment where I made him a fucking wrestling believer. His jaw dropped. And the moment Edge's music hit, what happened?
Let me think.
Because remember, he came out playing some song. I had no idea who it was. I was just filming it. Then I look at you, and then your jaw dropped, and then his song comes off, and
I
jump out of my seat.
Way too many times that day.
So that was awesome. I mean, we saw the match. I mean, you pretty much on the pay-per-view, you don't see it, but they kind of stopped it for a little bit because Finn Balor started bleeding pretty bad.
On his forehead, yeah.
Yeah, I think Edge hit him with the ladder, and he was bleeding. Now, back in the day, they let it slide. No, this time they kind of paused the match. I'm like, what the fuck's going on? Oh, he's bleeding. So they kind of had to stop. They had to stop the bleeding and stuff. The next match was the Intercontinental Championship with Gunther versus Drew McIntyre and Sheamus. Now, Sheamus is another wrestler that when I stopped kind of watching, that's when he was kind of starting coming around the scene. He's like this really big,
I think he's Irish, yeah.
Yeah, big old
lights. Irish or Scottish?
Scottish. I think he's Scottish. Oh, no, I think that's Drew McIntyre. Anyways.
He's one of those.
Sheamus is like this really white skinned dude, and his hair's like reddish, like orange, so really big, tall dude. And it was a triple threat for the championship, and Gunther Gunta. How do they say it? Ring Gunta. To the bar. What are
the
they?
Ringelagard.
Ringelagard. Jojo speaks German for a while, once in a while. Yeah. Say it.
The Ringelagard Gunta.
So he comes out. He wins the match. And he's been unstoppable for like, how many days
640
now?
Days.
That was the last time we watched it, or yeah, up until now?
That was the last time we watched
okay,
it.
Okay, so last Monday, I think.
Yeah.
And then the next match was the Bianca Belair versus Asuka. Asuka. Damn, see? No, that's fine. Correct me. Just say it out louder, though.
Yeah.
Asuka. Dude, the makeup she was wearing scared the shit out of Julian.
I think I missed her intro because I went to go use the restroom. But when I got back, her makeup was creepy.
Yeah. So she wears she puts on this creepy makeup type. Like an evil clown type thing, right? Yeah. And so ever since then, I've been saying that, dude, that's your girl, dude. That's your girl. That's your girl. And the wife's like, "Who the fuck's? What do you mean, is this girl?" I'm like, "Well, you'll see why." And then when she saw her face, oh, I see why. No, she's creepy as fuck. And I believe
Bianca
kept her belt, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it does say that. No, it says champion. It doesn't say who won, but whatever. What happened?
I think Bianca's the one.
I think she missed her. I think Asuka missed her, right? Like with the mist. She does like a back in the day, if you watch the old school stuff. I think it was, I can't now. Why am I going to say that? I can't even think of the name. They used to throw like this mist through their mouth and blind the opponent. So
apparently with like chili pepper poison or whatever.
Supposedly, yeah. It's fucking Kool-Aid, dude. That's all that shit is. It's fucking Kool-Aid. So that was it. And here's the match, the main event, the match that made JoJo a Cody crybaby. Well, no, that's a year later. Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes. And what about this match made you just love Cody Rhodes? You've never watched wrestling before. You've never known who Cody Rhodes is. You're wearing a Cody Rhodes sweater as we speak. You know, what made you, what was about this match that made you like him? Or just was it what happened the night after?
I think it was the night after. Everyone was going for Cody. No one likes Roman Reigns. He sucks.
Okay, but we'll get there.
He just had to cheat.
We get there. So you want to talk about this match then?
Let's talk about this match.
This is the match we're going to get into details. All right. So again, we haven't watched wrestling. We don't know what's going on. But the story is still continuing from last year's WrestleMania. So Cody Rhodes and apparently they've had beef for a while, and Seth Rollins has been a champion for a minute, and everybody wants him to lose his belt, whatever the case would be. And towards the end of the match, when Cody's about to win, obviously bad guys do what bad guys do, and
they cheat to win.
And he had his Roman Reigns had his cousins, who are the Uso brothers, interfere in the match and cost Cody Rhodes the match.
Yeah.
And for those of you that watch wrestling, is the match where somebody threw a rubber chicken at him. There was a rubber chicken in the ring.
Was it?
Yeah. After he was done wrestling. Like, you know how he just sat there?
Yeah.
Roman Reigns took off and he just sat there. So somebody threw a rubber chicken in the ring. Yeah. So Cody Rhodes was about to win this match. Obviously, it didn't happen because of
his cousins
and interfering the Usos. Who lost their tag team belts the night before at WrestleMania at night one to Sami Zayn and KO.
Yeah.
So JoJo was like, "What the hell, man?" So the next day on Monday Night Raw, you know, Cody confronts Roman Reigns. It was like, "What the hell, man? It's bullshit. You guys cheated." Say the typical bullshit if you guys watch wrestling. Pretty much, it's a fucking novela, man. It's a soap opera, and so. There comes Brock Lesnar to the aid of Cody Rhodes.
That's right.
Right? And again, yeah, Cody, you know, fucking Brock Lesnar, fuck yeah. Again, out of everybody in the ring, Brock Lesnar's the only guy I know. So he comes out, and then he tells Cody Rhodes, I got your back, dude. I'll fucking help you out. Fuck these guys. Tag team match tonight. And then there they all come out for the main event at Raw, tag team match. What happened?
Brock Lesnar hits Cody with the follow-away slam.
Brock Lesnar beats the shit out of Cody Rhodes that night. Whooped him. Put him through the table. Fucking just
steel steps.
You got Roman Reigns and his tag team partner kind of looking like, what the fuck's going on? Well, fuck it. Let them fuck it. This is none of our business. Brock Lesnar starts beating the shit out of Cody Rhodes. And then I say, I never liked that fucker. Dude, I've never liked that guy.
And then I remind him when he jumped out of his seat at WrestleMania.
It's like, all of a sudden, wait, Dad, I'm confused. You just jumped out. You jumped out of your seats yesterday at WrestleMania. What do you mean you don't like him? I never liked him. Never liked that fool. And so then, dude, we just been watching wrestling ever since. And the storyline continued. Cody Rhodes, Brock Lesnar battled it for months. Where, you know, didn't Brock Lesnar lose to him eventually? Like maybe a couple months later.
Yeah, I think he did.
And he did it like in front of his Cody Rhodes' mom or whatever. So, you know, if you watch wrestling, they have to kind of keep the story, change the storylines around again to kind of keep them going. To obviously, it's not a novella or a TV show that comes to an end after spring and then comes back in September. Obviously, they got to keep the shit going on a regular basis. So the Cody Rhodes story continues. And then after Brock Lesnar ends, then it starts with, you know, whatever other beef he had with that freaking, what's the guy's name? The Chinese guy is fucking annoying.
Oh, Shinsuke Nakamura.
See this guy knows everything now. Shinsuke Nakamura. See, I'm saying it wrong.
it's a tongue twister. Shinsuke Nakamura.
So then he has beef with that guy, and then so on and so on, and then maybe the beef with Roman Reigns starts again after Royal Rumble because Brock Lesnar. I'm sorry. So I'm getting fucking confused. Cody Rhodes won the Royal Rumble again.
2 years in a row.
2 years in a row, 2023, which got him that championship shot at WrestleMania, which is what we didn't know.
Yeah.
Now he gets that chance again to fight Brock Lesnar, to fight Roman Reigns again at WrestleMania 40, but there's a twist. Stop dogging him out, dude. He's dogging out my guest, The Rock. The Rock is here, dude. He's just not talking. He's very shy, dude.
I'm going to burn him when he's sleeping.
So JoJo wanted to watch wrestling from when The Rock started.
Yeah.
Now
I don't even want to watch it.
He hates The Rock.
Like, my dad was like, let's go watch him Attitude Era. I was like, is The Rock in it? Yeah. Then I don't want to watch it.
He doesn't want to watch it. Last night. We were like, I'm on spring break. For those of you that don't know, I'm on spring break. The boys took this. They're on spring break from school. So I decided, hey man, these kids are almost 18 soon. They're gonna get jobs, and I'm like, you know what? The more time I can spend with them, look, fuck. I don't know where JoJo and I just like. It took us what, like 2 minutes to say, fuck it, let's record.
Yeah.
Like, let's just do a podcast real quick. What do you call it? So I'm on spring break, and so last night we're like, we don't care what time we go to bed. We started watching. We're going through Netflix, channel surfing through Netflix, and the preview to The Other Guys was on, and I'm like, dude, just watch that. Within 5 minutes, you're gonna want to change your mind, and I was completely wrong because in what 30 seconds?
Like 30 seconds.
The Rock comes out. And he's, I don't want to watch any change. And he changes the channel, or he changes turns off the movie because he doesn't want to watch it. He genuinely hates The Rock now.
I hate him.
You hate him, but The Rock is The Rock is the villain everyone loves to hate.
Yeah, but take out that first part. I don't love him. I hate him.
He calls him a bald-headed phony.
I hate that bald guy.
So, so obviously, like I said, JoJo is wearing a Cody Rhodes hoodie right now. He obviously loves Cody Rhodes. And Cody Rhodes brings in The Rock as a kind of like... mentor, you know, like a hey, kind of like, you know what, man, I'll step down and you go ahead and fucking
fight Roman,
take the belt away from him. It is what it is. So pretty much The Rock has made his return to wrestling, and it's been ongoing for what, since fucking January.
Yeah.
And so at one of the press conference, The Rock came out and talking about, like, well, we're family. You know, Roman Reigns and me are cousins. We're family.
They showed their family tree.
They showed the family tree and everything. So Cody Rhodes is like, wait a minute, fuck this. No. What's going on? No. I'm gonna take back what I said, and I want my shot at WrestleMania. I won the Royal Rumble. And then they're like, nah, man, you had the chance. You backed off because you gave it to The Rock. And he's like, nah, bullshit. I earned my right. I want it. I want my shot at WrestleMania. And I guess Roman insulted Cody Rhodes' dad. Then Cody responds back by saying that The Rock's ancestors and Roman Reigns' ancestors will be very disappointed in him. That's all he said. That's all he said. What'd The Rock do?
He slapped him.
He slapped him. Slapped your hero. My hero slapped your hero.
He's not a hero.
He's my hero.
He's dude. A bad guy.
No, he's not. He's my hero.
No, he's not.
Dude, you weren't there when The Rock said his birthday on national television.
Die, Rocky, die.
Him and I celebrate the same birthday, dude.
He doesn't even know you exist.
He does when he puts a restraining order for how many tweets I sent his ass. That's why he's right here as a cutout form, man. The Rock's my hero. Cody Rhodes is your hero. So, Raw, this last Monday's Raw, a week ago's Raw, it ended pretty ugly, right? What happened? I've been doing a lot of the talking. What happened?
The Rock made Cody bleed.
Yeah, he whooped him.
Yeah, and then he got his belt that said Mama Rhodes on it.
So The Rock's been saying that he's gonna take whip Cody Rhodes with the belt. Those you know, what do you call those? Those workout belts and shit, weight belts, I think they're called. And he freaking covered it in blood and fucking hit Rhodes with it.
Covered it in his blood.
And Cody Rhodes' blood, and said he was gonna give it to Cody Rhodes' mom. But JoJo does not like The Rock, does not like Roman Reigns, does not like the Bloodline. You hate the Bloodline? The Bloodline is obviously Roman Reigns and then two of his cousins, because one of the cousins who was part of the Uso brother tag teams ended up jumping ship. Obviously, that's a different story for a different podcast episode. But right now, I want to focus on The Rock.
The final boss?
The final boss. JoJo does not like the final boss.
I hate him.
You hate him?
Yeah.
That's it?
He's old. He needs to go back to his job.
He needs to go back.
Go back fishing on your property.
What did Seth Rollins call him?
Diarrhea Dwayne.
Diarrhea Dwayne, and told him he was a what? What did he tell him? Oh, midlife crisis and shit. So it's been, for me, I stopped watching wrestling back in like 2004 when I obviously hooked up with Julian's mom. Wrestling wasn't important anymore. Obviously missed a lot, but it is a part of my childhood. It is part the. I was telling the wife the other day because we were watching Wonka, the new Wonka movie, and for some reason, that song "Pure Imagination," it hits differently for me because it's like a, it's like the only normalcy, I guess. Normalcy. Did I say it right?
I don't know.
The only normal part of my life, because obviously I had a tough upbringing, that song kind of brings peace in my life. Wrestling is one of them. Because that's the one thing that entertained me as a kid was wrestling. Mm-hmm. My wife sees it. She sees it, how excited I get when something comes on. When The Rock came out, she was in her office, right? And she was like, dude, like, before he was a heel, a bad guy, you were cheering for him.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, you were. Yeah, you were just like I was for Brock Lesnar.
No proof.
Shit. Bullshit, dude. A bullshit. Uh-uh. And she came out and she can hear it in my voice that, you know, that little kid came out and was, you know, watching wrestling again, freaking watching his hero on TV again. And now he's JoJo's.
I hate him.
You hate him. JoJo hates him. But what else do you, why do you hate? I mean, what besides him whipping freaking, what? Why do you hate The Rock?
That's a good question.
It's a good question. What's the answer?
I don't know.
You just hate him.
I just hate him.
He is the he everyone loves to hate.
He insulted the crowd. Cody crybaby.
Oh, that's right. He called you a crybaby. So pretty much when at the press conference when Cody Rhodes came and said, "Chale, nah, I want my shot back." Fuck it, dude. I want my shot back. All the fans started saying the same thing. All the fans started screaming, chanting the same thing. Nah, Cody, Cody, Cody. So then The Rock comes out saying, calling everybody a Cody crybaby. And JoJo's proud. You're a proud Cody crybaby?
Yeah, I am. I'm going to get a sweater.
He has a sweater. So JoJo is a proud Cody crybaby. He wants, what's with the glasses, dude?
I don't know.
It's not that bright in here, you know what I mean? So we are, what is it, a weekend away? Next Saturday, WrestleMania 40?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Who else? Okay, so besides Cody Rhodes, who else have you gotten fond to or attached to, or what other wrestlers of now?
Oh, you got main event Jey Uso.
Main event. Okay, so main event Jey Uso.
Yeet.
He is one of the halves of the Uso brothers, who is also related to Cody Rhodes.
Roman.
Related to Roman, and he is one of the Usos, like I said, the Uso brothers. And he kind of went on his own ways. He felt like Roman Reigns was becoming too much of a boss, too bossy, too much of a dick, and kind of like, you know, not giving him their spotlight. So he said, fuck this, I'm out. He ended up going to Raw. Because now, again, when I was watching as a kid, Raw and SmackDown, the storyline continued. It just became two different nights of the same storyline. But now it's like Raw has its roster and SmackDown has their roster. Apparently there's an NXT. We don't watch NXT because NXT is not part of the Raw and SmackDown story. That's like kind of their own thing. But they do come into the WWE.
They transfer.
They kind of come back and forth. They'll come and wrestle at the, you know, on Raw or SmackDown. And then some of the SmackDown Raw wrestlers will go and fight in NXT. But the main two storylines are Raw and SmackDown. You don't see the NXT wrestlers do their pay-per-view at WrestleMania. Like they have their own. Even like the other day when they said, I think they had like a pay-per-view called No Way Out. No Way Out, that's back like 1997 when it was the NWO, No Way Out, NWO. That was...
Is that what it stands for?
No Way Out was New World Order.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's what they called themselves. But they had a pay-per-view called No Way Out using the NWO letters. So what was I saying? So yeah, Raw and SmackDown are two, like that's it. Like I said, growing up, it was only the same storyline, two different episodes, right? So pretty much now it's like two different storylines on two different. So on Raw, Roman and his cousins are in SmackDown. Jey Uso went to Raw. The storyline is that Cody said, come on, you know, you have made so many enemies being one of the Bloodline members, which is Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns and them. Let's bring you over here. Let's start, like, get a fresh start, stuff like that, blah, blah, blah. And he's been doing his own little thing. And he comes out saying yeet, and we all freaking jump out of our seats and we're doing the same yeet dance that he does. So we've gone very fond of him. I told the wife and the Nick that they're going to wear a no yeet shirt, and Julian and I are going to wear a yeet shirt for WrestleMania, but they don't want to. They don't want to be a part of this crew.
No, they're not cool like us.
They're not cool like us. Oh, now we're cool. Now this wrestling is cool now?
Oh, yeah.
So there's Jey Uso. He's one of the good guys. And his brother, Jimmy Uso, is still in the Bloodline. And we're going to have a brother versus brother
match
at WrestleMania. Not sure what night, but it's going to happen. Who else have you gotten to fond with?
We got Seth Rollins.
Seth Rollins? Welcome to
Monday Night Rollins.
So instead of saying Raw, he says his last name, who is married to Becky Lynch, the man. Again, these are all wrestlers that I had no idea who they were when I was a kid because they didn't exist back then. And but he's so Seth Rollins is the world champion. It's the world champion, right?
World heavyweight champion.
The world heavyweight champion, which is the It's a newer version of the old school WCW championship belt. It's like a really big, if I were to ever buy a championship belt, it would be that old school WCW belt. That's the one I want.
Yeah.
But dude, each one's like $550, dude. These are expensive. So it is what it is. The wife would not give us money for a belt. She won't let us.
Sorry, GoFundMe.
Huh?
Sorry, GoFundMe.
Okay. Yeah, we're going to start a GoFundMe. You guys can donate some money to Flat Tire Andy's wrestling belt. We'll probably get
wrestling,
like,
belt dream.
Yeah, so I'm going to get one. You know, if you guys can throw in some extra money for Julian, get him one.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be great. I'm still going to get the World Championship. Which one would you want?
Ooh, like if you could order a... I would like order a custom-made one with a Little Caesars champion.
So for Christmas, I got Julian the 2K24 WWE, or no, sorry, 2K23 WWE PS4 game. And this game is intense. Like, if you can, if we had this technology when we were kids, holy shit. The first thing we did was you can go to a little link, you can download. People make custom wrestling belts, and we typed in the word Little Caesars, and there was a fucking Little Caesars belt.
It was a little guy holding
above his head. And so now he's saying that if he could ever own a wrestling belt, it would be that one. I found a Dallas Cowboy one. This guy is all of a sudden a KC fan.
There's a KC belt.
And then
there was a Star Wars belt.
Anything you can type up. Somebody.
Iron Man, Spider-Man.
Yeah, people made these custom made. They we made
creative.
Yeah, very creative. And then Julian and I made our own Dallas Cowboy belt, and we uploaded it to the internet. It got a couple of downloads.
Got like 4 or 5.
Yeah, I'm like, fuck, I'll take it. And so yeah, it was. And then not only do you do that, you can make the character resemble you as much as possible. When you create a wrestler, you create like your own little. That's what everybody does. Everybody creates their own little guy. You take a picture, like a selfie, and you stretch, like you load it up to the game through a website, and you can put your face on the character you're trying to create. It's fucking, it looks pretty close. Pretty close. And you can upload an image. So when they're promoting the match, instead of being like a cartoon character, it can actually be your actual photo of yourself.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool that the graphics, the ideas, I heard that 2K24 is even better, dude. You better hurry up, man, so we can go get it. Hurry up.
I heard some characters didn't make the roster.
Well, it only has so much memory.
Like, like 30 characters from 23
didn't make it onto 24. Well, I know with the whole TKO thing with Vince McMahon and Brock Lesnar, they were going to get taken out.
Vince McMahon, Brock Lesnar, and Edge aren't in it.
Edge is now in the EAW or E. Or AWE or AEW. I'm not sure.
I think it was AEW.
It's not owned. I don't think it's owned by the WWE. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why.
Yeah.
I think because remember we watched his 25th anniversary match, and ever since then he's been gone.
Yeah.
He's on EAW or AEW. Yeah, whatever. He's somewhere else. I heard that wrestling event, that wrestling program, has a bunch of the old school guys. Like, everyone's there. Like, I think even Ric Flair. Ric Flair's...
Woo!
This kid has been traumatized with Ric Flair. He hits my chest every time he gets a chance. He calls it obviously a flare chop, and he fucking hits me. I'm like, what the hell, dude? Let's see. We talked about Seth Rollins. He's a goofy character, man. That guy, he comes out wearing like these...
The most ridiculous outfits.
Yeah. You can imagine. What did The Rock tell him? He's wearing his wife's clothes. There's that guy. Who else?
Oh, then you got the triple threat match. Logan Paul.
Oh my god.
KO
nobody likes Logan Paul.
What's his name? Randy Orton.
Nobody likes
Logan Paul. I hope he loses that belt.
I hope so too. So, again, Randy Orton is one of the guys that kind of came around the scene when I was getting ready to stop watching wrestling. Well, not getting ready, but about to stop watching wrestling. I wasn't a big fan of Randy Orton because he came in hot. They called him the legend killer because he would retire people or whatever.
Oh yeah.
What pissed me off was he took one of the Rock's records. Rock used to be the youngest world champion. Well, this guy came in and he became the world's youngest.
He's better.
Right, fuck your shit. Rock? Whatever, dude. And so the. I guess he was injured. I guess he was out of commission because, again, the bloodline
screwed him over
and put him out of commission. And so he was recovering for like a year, which is what the storyline says. And he finally came back at the, what is that one with the two rings? What was it called?
Hold on.
The two rings. The War Games?
Yeah.
Is it War Games?
Survivor Series. War Games. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So he finally came. He came back, and JoJo became a Randy Orton believer.
RKO,
whatever.
I'm an RKO you one day.
You're gonna RKO, okay?
Yeah, when you're old and weak, we're like, come here, boy.
So he likes Randy Orton. We don't like Logan Paul.
Yeah.
F that guy.
Yeah, Prime's not even that good.
Prime's not even. Yeah, I heard there's shit in it, dude. It's like poop. They use poop, dog poop,
chemicals to make that Prime. Are found in dog poop. Yeah,
that's what I heard, dude. I mean, don't come back and sue me, fucking Logan Paul. I'm just repeating what I heard. That's what I heard. I'll find the clipping and share it with you later. Then there's L.A.
Knight. Yeah.
How does it say?
Let me talk to you.
So, whenever he comes out to talk, to announce, that's what he says. That's the first thing he says. Let me talk to you. Or Cody, what does Cody Rhodes say?
So, wherever they're at, let's...
Well, just say where you're at right now on the podcast.
Long Beach, California. What do you want to talk about?
I would have said, Flat Tire Andy, what do you want to talk about? he's a good... I mean, he's a fan. He's a favorite. LA Knight's a fan favorite. I'm not a big fan of what's his name? The one he's fighting.
AJ Styles.
I was never a fan of him.
He was an okay wrestler, and then he left. I forgot why he left. I think he got injured by Solo.
He got injured by the bloodline.
And then he left. He came back like... be looking like Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah.
In The Empire Strikes Back.
He came back juiced. And not a fan of him. What about... we haven't really touched on the female wrestlers.
Oh, who's fighting? Oh, Becky Lynch and Rhea Ripley?
Oh, Rhea Ripley. That's my girl, dude. I think that is.
It's your second wife?
Don't tell it to the wife. What's your problem? Got me in trouble. No, Rhea Ripley. What do you call... I was starting to like Ahsoka.
Asuka. We're not talking Star Wars.
Because I keep... I didn't know... Dude, the S is silent, damn it. No, it's not. Asuka.
Asuka.
Okay, the U is silent.
Yeah.
That's bullshit. So anyways,
where's the silent?
I was starting to like her, man. I was like, oh, this, okay, she's pretty cool. And then she becomes a villain. I'm like, fuck this bitch. Fuck this bitch. What do you call it? Becky Lynch is obviously the good one.
Fan favorite.
Rhea Ripley. She's starting to get there. She's starting to be like I said, she's
kind of... people like her. But yeah. She's kind of a bad guy.
She's a heel, but she's... people kind of like her now. And then who's she fighting?
Who?
Oh, she's Becky. Oh, she's... Becky. She's fighting Becky. Yeah, she's fighting Rhea at WrestleMania. And then...
Io Sky and Bayley.
So everybody hated Io Sky because there's another, like, villains, a crew called Damage Control. And Bayley started this shit, and then now they fucking kicked her out of it, and now
they
They jumped her out of it, and now she is, like, the fan favorite again. Again, she started coming... I was no longer watching when she started coming around. It's been here for a while. I think she's there 15 years.
Yeah.
Then there's what other female wrestlers? Liv Tyler, I had no idea who that was.
Liv Tyler?
Oh, I keep saying Liv Morgan. Liv Tyler's fucking... what's his name's daughter? Shit. She was in Lord of the Rings.
Who's she fighting?
I don't know, but I'm just saying, I'm just trying to... I'm trying to give the female wrestlers a little love here.
Do you know if Nia Jax is fighting?
Nia Jax. Oh, another one of The Rock's cousins?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's probably hate her.
Oh, you hate her too? Because she's related to The Rock?
Yeah.
Dude, The Rock didn't do anything to you.
The Rock... The Rock will die. They should make a movie where The Rock dies.
Oh, they haven't made one yet. Yeah, he is. He's dead in that one Jungle Cruise. Oops, spoiler alert.
He's technically not dead.
Well, he's dead.
He came back to life, though. He needs to stay dead.
He's a ghost. And then, what other female wrestler is there? You know what? Let's talk about Judgment Day. Let's talk about R-Truth.
Oh, yeah.
R-Truth is this character that's been around for apparently 20-plus years. And he plays like he doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
He's in character all the time.
Yeah, so I told Julian that I saw his... so R-Truth was live on TikTok a couple times, and I watched the live on TikTok, and people were asking him questions, and he still is playing the role of him being dumb.
Like, yeah.
They're like, no, you're really smart. You know what you're doing, right? And blah, blah, blah. And he's like, what are you talking about? I'm an idiot. Like he is in character 24. As long as he's in the public eye, he is in character.
Yeah.
And so at the Women's Royal Rumble, he's like number 21 or some shit like that, or 20 something. And he runs out and he's looking confused because he's like, wait, where the fuck are all the guys at? Where are the guys at? Where are the guys at? So Nia Jax throws him out of the ring, eliminates him out of the ring. Then one of the managers comes out and he's like, dude, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm in the Royal Rumble. He goes, yeah, but this is the Women's Royal Rumble.
And he's like, those are girls?
Those are women? Those are girls? Because one lady came out wearing like antlers and shit. So he was like, those are girls? And his character is just hilarious, man. He can make even his own co-workers, you know, other wrestlers, fall out of character because they start laughing while he's, you know, talking out of his ass.
There's a video on YouTube where it's like, the 20 times R-Truth made someone fall out of character.
Yeah. And there was one where he was like, he's talking to Brock Lesnar and he has Paul Heyman. And Paul Heyman's a big dude. We're talking weight wise. Brock Lesnar's just a big dude muscle wise. So he was talking to Brock Lesnar, telling him, I know you're big, 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 but I'll see you at where?
I'll see you at the Royal Rumble. Paul Heyman.
He wasn't even Paul Heyman's not even in the Royal Rumble. And you can see Brock Lesnar start laughing, which he wasn't supposed to. And then there's also another video where he came out during a ladder match and he or no 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 it was another Royal Rumble and he came out with the ladder.
He pulled out a ladder, set it up, and he climbed to the top, and
there was no belt.
He was so confused.
And then this last time he was in, he was supposed to be, Eliminated Chamber was in Australia. And there's a video of R-Truth in Austria. So, hey man, where's everybody at? I'm here at the arena. There's no one here. No one, it's empty. What's going on? Well, it was in Australia, not Austria. So there's people making side bets on Twitter. I'm sorry, on TikTok, because they think that. So WrestleMania 40 is going to be at Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. And people are betting that he will not go because he's going to show up at a different Philadelphia city. So
there's six in the U.S.
There's six of them, yeah. So he's in a match, though. He's going to be there. Yeah. He's not going to. But he's really funny. He's a funny dude. We like watching him when he comes out. When he first started popping back out, apparently he's been here. Like I said, he's been here for over 20 years. But when I first saw him again, I was like, holy shit, that's one of the old Attitude Era guys. And he was, there's this team called the Judgment Day. They're also heels. And he was in their little clubhouse. And he's eating Twinkies and shit, making a mess. What are you doing here? He's like, oh, I'm part of the Judgment Day. He's like, no, you're not.
He's like, for the Survivor Series, their match, he was like, hey, I'm thinking you guys can tag me and I'll be there when you need me.
Yeah.
He's like, the match was yesterday. He was like, did we win? How did I do?
So he's real funny, dude. This guy's really funny. So JoJo really came to liking this guy. He makes us laugh. I mean, anybody who can make anybody laugh, you're going to like him. But what do you call it? Who else? Let's see.
We got Drew McIntyre.
Drew McIntyre, he was actually kind of a good guy when we saw him in WrestleMania 39. But now he's a
bad guy.
He's whining too much. He reminds me of the Bret Hart back in the days.
Hey, man, Bret Hart was my hero.
Bret Hart was your hero.
Well, I love Canada. Play the Canadian National Anthem right this minute.
You're on crack, dude. Not going to happen. Let's see. Right now, I'm looking for WrestleMania 40's card. So I want Julian to give his predictions.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for all the matches?
For the matches. So predict match, women main card, women championship, Becky. Okay. Here we go. Are these all of them? I think I found them. Okay. Here, live on April Fools, April 1st, 2024. WrestleMania is on April 6th and 7th.
Yeah.
JoJo's going to give a prediction of who's going to win what.
And why.
And why. So the first prediction, they're not in order, but the first one that came up was championship match, Becky Lynch versus Rhea Ripley.
As much as we all love Becky, I think Rhea's going to win. Rhea's been dominant to everyone she's fought. She's had that title for a while. When she won it at last WrestleMania against Charlotte Flair.
You fucking remember everything, dude. Then Alex is like tripping out. Remember, freaking said, dude, you remember everything. I'd see where you got it from now. So that's your prediction.
Yeah.
Do you feel anybody's going to interfere?
Nah, Rhea, she may be a heel, but she's not that bad.
Well, I
neither
know.
Neither is Becky.
Well, then again, okay, so here's a part that we're missing here. Nah, Becky had beef with Nia, and Liv Morgan has beef with Rhea. Because so a few months ago, Rhea attacked Liv Morgan pretty bad and put her out of commission for a while. So she came back with the vengeance. You don't think those two bras would interfere?
Nah.
Okay. So JoJo's going with... I'm going to write them down.
Rhea Ripley's going to win. It's going to be a clean, fair match.
Clean? Damn, he's even saying clean, fair match. Okay. All right. Rhea. Match number two. It's a tag team match? Oh, tag team match. Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee versus Santos Escobar and Dominic Mysterio. Dominic Mysterio is Rey Mysterio's son, but he became heel. And whenever he comes out and everybody boos him, like he can't. The crowd is louder than him on a microphone. It's fucking hilarious. They even did it to him at his wedding. Priceless. That shit was funny. That video was funny. What do you think? Rey Mysterio, Dragon Lee, or Santos and Escobar?
Rey Mysterio, Dragon Lee. Because Santos are both bad guys. Santos and Dominic are both bad guys. No one likes them. And I think they're going to cheat.
Okay. Who's going to cheat?
Santos.
Santos is going to
have his buddies go and jump him.
Okay.
While the ref's distracted.
All right. JoJo saying Rey and Rey and Dragon Lee. Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso. Yeet versus no yeet.
Ah, yeah. 100% main event Jey Uso.
Jey Uso?
Yeet. Once again, Jimmy is like that character that like he's a bad guy, but he makes you laugh.
He is funny though. He is fucking hilarious. So there's one episode where Roman Reigns comes out and he starts talking about who's the next person the next person he sees taking over the bloodline, because Roman Reigns is what they call the tribal chief, the head of the table. Why are you saying no for? The Rock acknowledged him as the head of the table.
The Rock
bro.
Is a suck up.
He acknowledged him as head of the table, dude. We got to accept that Roman Reigns is your tribal chief.
No, he's not.
Okay. Whatever, dude. So he came out talking about this guy is this. Kind of like giving an employee of the kind of like announcing an employee of the month award or like a student of the month award. And you see Jimmy's face in the background like I got this. I got this. He's all excited. He's all happy. They're about to say his name and they don't say his name. And he has like this stupid look on his face kind of like he wasn't like he's taking back the excitement he had,
like he's all embarrassed.
Yeah, and then he wants to give like his cousin a high five or someone a high five, and they just leave him hanging. And he just kind of plays it off and he'll give himself a high five or whatever. So he is funny. He's a funny character, but I mean we hate him, right?
Yeah, we hate him. He's gonna cheat.
He's gonna cheat, but Jay's still gonna win.
Yeah.
Anybody's gonna interfere?
Solo.
Solo's gonna interfere.
He's gonna help Jimmy.
You think so? Uh-huh. All right. You guys heard it here first. All right. Number four. You can say this one. Your Intercontinental Champion.
Gunther.
What do they call him?
The Ring Galaga.
The Ring Galaga. Gunther versus Sami Zayn. So Sami Zayn, he's the underdog. He is he used to be the He used to be in the bloodline, but he's not blood, but he used to be in the bloodline.
He was like a honor guard or whatever?
Yeah, some shit like that.
Honor guest.
So he's kind of like those, I'm going to say like the, in football you have your starters and then you have your second string, let's say, whatever. So he's kind of one of those kind of characters. He's kind of like, he's okay, but
he's like backup.
But he's not the Rock, you know what I mean? Stop dogging me out, dude. What do you think? You think that Gunther is going to keep...
The Green Galaga
is going to win?
Yeah.
And he's going to be the... How many days?
650?
Well, we're at 640 on Monday, right? It's been 7 days since. So 647.
Almost 650.
So 647? 42. 44.
Huh?
No, 54. At WrestleMania, it'll be 54.
Okay.
It'll be 654. If I'm about to correct, you guys can check me out.
Yeah, sure. Later.
Yeah, we'll figure it out later.
I don't think he's going to cheat to win, but Gunther is pretty strong.
Gunther is strong. All right. I'm assuming these are night one and night two. Oh, that was night one. Okay. I'm doing night one.
Although,
This is night one. I don't think Rio's going to start it. He's the champion. But anyways, maybe. So then we have match number five, Bianca Belair, then New Lady Jade, and Noemi versus Dakota Kai, Asuka, and Kairi Sane. Pronounce her name?
Kairi Sane.
Kairi Sane. See? Fuck this guy.
Oh, it's a 3v3?
It's a 3-on-3.
Ooh.
Everything. So it's pretty much Damage Control versus these superheroes of wrestling.
Damage Control's going to lose.
Damage Control's going to go down?
If all three of them are fighting, that means they can't cheat to win because all of them are going to be occupied.
Yeah.
And they're bad guys.
And they're bad guys. All right.
The good guys always win.
So you're saying the good guys are going to win?
Yeah.
And then we're going to have the match. The match that everyone's looking forward to. If you smell! No?
No.
No, okay.
No.
Worth a shot.
Stop.
What are you going to be an asshole for, dude?
Get some help.
Get some help? I'm going to have The Rock come to life and kick your ass, all right?
I'm going to burn him.
You're going to... No. Don't burn him.
I'm going to chop his head off.
No, it's my podcast decoration. Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins versus The Rock and the Roman Reigns, your tribal chief.
No.
It's your tribal chief.
I'd rather not.
All right, your prediction. Who's winning this one?
As much as we want Cody and Seth to win, they're not going to win. Because The Rock said he's going to, Bloodline rules for night two when it's Cody and Roman. So they got to make the storyline more interesting.
So you think, okay, so here's the storyline on this one. The Rock came out and gave a challenge to the Cody. Tag team match versus The Rock. I mean, yeah, tag team match. His stipulation was if you beat, is a tag team match, The Rock and Roman Reigns versus Cody and Seth. If Cody and Seth wins, then at WrestleMania 2, night number two, Cody versus Romans, the bloodline would not interfere. Nobody would be in the building. Nobody would interfere. Because that's what the bad guys do. They interfere, right?
Yeah.
So The Rock pretty much said it.
He admitted that they cheat.
They cheat. So The Rock's not a cheater, dude.
Yes.
Anyways, so Julian believes that The Rock will win. The Rock and Roman Reigns will win to make night two more interesting.
If Roman and The Rock win, then he said it's bloodline rules. Whatever they say, go.
So that means they're going to interfere. They're going to cheat.
They're going to jump him.
They're going to do all that.
Do everything he can to lose.
All right.
Then we got Solo singing the national anthem.
So, what the fuck? Yeah, that was funny. The Rock is funny, though.
No.
It's funny, dude. No. Come on. You were laughing the other day. No. You were laughing, bro. When he came out to sing The Rock, when he came out to sing, he was talking about fucking Cody's mom and shit. Oh. You were laughing, dude.
Nuh-uh.
Okay, whatever. All right, let's go to night number two.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, a triple threat match.
Oh, yeah.
The United States Championship, Randy Orton, Kevin Owens versus and Logan Paul.
I honestly don't know. I can't make a prediction on who's going to win that because either one of them could win, but I think Logan's going to lose his title.
I feel like Randy. Okay, so remember. Okay, so Logan Paul has a tendency of fucking using brass knuckles.
Yeah.
Randy Orton took those brass knuckles. He has them. I have a feeling that Randy Orton might accidentally hit Kevin Owens with that. I feel like he might win that. He might win the match. And then he's going to have beef with now Kevin Owens. To kind of keep the storyline going.
To give him a new rival?
Yeah, to give it, because you got to have a new rival. After every pay-per-view, you've already caught on.
Yeah.
After every pay-per-view,
yeah, you have a new rival. Someone else to mess with.
Exactly. So I feel that that's what's going to happen. I feel like, or even if he doesn't win, I feel like Randy's
going to... Something's going to happen to give him beef.
I feel that Randy's going to accidentally hit Kevin Owens with that brass knuckles. But as a winner, what do you think is going to win it?
I don't care. I don't care who
Fuck,
wins.
Man. You know what? I'm gonna say, I think because we all hate Logan Paul, I think he's going to fucking win. Let's go with Logan's going to win that one. That's my prediction. What do you mean?
I have to go with the KO or Randy.
KO or Randy. One or the other, dude.
I know. I can't pick because either one. KO had his... Remember that bracket match where KO won to beat Logan Paul at... Yeah. I don't know where they were. But the only reason why he lost was he was disqualified for brass knuckles.
You know what? We're going to come back to number one.
We're going to come back.
We're going to come back. You got to have an answer, dude. All right. Number two. LA Knight.
Yeah.
Versus AJ Styles.
LA Knight's going to win.
LA Knight?
AJ Styles flew across the world to screw him over at... that wasn't Hell in a Cell. What was it? What did they fight in Australia?
Eliminate Chamber.
Yeah. He flew all the way over to screw him over, and then he lost him that match, so I don't think AJ's going to lose that one.
You don't think so? So you think LA Knight's going to win?
LA Knight's going to win.
All right, LA Knight's going to win. Match number three, Seth freaking Rollins versus Drew McIntyre.
I don't think McIntyre's going to win.
Okay. You don't think. So you're going with Seth.
The last two pay-per-views that Seth Rollins fought, McIntyre, Seth has won both.
Okay. This is what I think is going to happen. Okay. Every July, we have a Money in the Bank, right? So the winner of Money in the Bank has like a contract that he can cash in whenever he wants. I have a feeling that Drew McIntyre is going to win. And because he's such a crybaby, they're going to keep the storyline going. And I feel that Damian Priest, the Money in the Bank winner, Mr. Money in the Bank.
You mean Senor Money in
the Bank? Senor Money in the Bank is going to cash in on Drew McIntyre.
You think so?
I believe so. That's my prediction. But you think Seth's going to win? Or
he could cash in on Seth. Like vice versa.
The reason why I'm saying Drew, because Drew's the crybaby.
He is.
He's the one always complaining how he was screwed over at WrestleMania 2020 because COVID. Of COVID and all that bullshit, right? I have a feeling that's what's going to happen. I think Damian is really going to win that match. He's going to come in, cash in Money in the Bank, and call it a day. That's what I'm saying. But you're going Seth.
I'm going with Seth.
You think Seth's going to win, and then Drew's and then Damian is still going to interfere?
Yeah.
Okay. So at the end of the day, we're both saying Damian Priest is going to win this match. Okay. All right, Mr. Senor Money in the Bank.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Match number four. It's a women's championship match. Bayley versus Io Sky.
I think Bayley's going to win that one.
You think Bayley's going to win?
Damage Control has been, like, screwing over Bayley. And, like, they kept jumping her every time they've met in the same building. And Bayley went from being the bad guy to being a good guy. So
she is. She did. Yeah, she did. And you know what? When's the last time Io Sky even defended that title? Exactly. You can't even think
against,
of it.
Against... You know, Meechan at SmackDown, like a month ago?
Was it a month ago?
No, actually, they fought on SmackDown.
All right. Well,
I think that was the last time, though.
Match number five is for the tag team championship. Holy shit.
Oh, six-man tag team.
Oh, shit. Damian Priest. See, that makes sense. He can lose the tag team titles, but gain the world championship.
Mm.
And he has to. And if I'm calling them in order, how they're going to happen?
But
because he's going to be injured, he's going to be tired. Okay, so
exactly that wouldn't make sense for him to cash in and then have to fight like.
July's coming. His contract is going to come to an end. He needs to hurry up and cash.
Or if he cashes in like a minute before it clocks out.
All right. Okay. So match number five is a six pack. They call it a six pack ladder match for the undisputed WWE Tag Team Championship belt. Awesome Truth.
Oh, yeah.
The team of The Miz, which is one of the wrestlers that started coming around when I was still watching, and R-Truth. And then you have another team called the Catch Republic.
New Catch Republic.
Oh, yeah. New Catch Republic. See, this guy fucking knows everything. D-A-Y.
Oh, yeah.
The New Day.
Regeneration X.
Grayson Waller and Austin Theory. And then the Judgment Day. Which Judgment Day is Damian Priest and Finn Balor are the champions. So this is going to be an entertaining match to watch. Six man's a ladder. Six man tag.
Six teams
on a ladder. You've never watched a ladder match, huh?
No.
This will be your first. Ooh, yeah. It's the first time for everything.
I can't say who's going to win, but I am going for Awesome Truth.
You're going to go with Awesome Truth?
Yeah.
So, R-Truth it is.
Oh, yeah.
R-Truth. That'll be funny. R-Truth is fucking hilarious, dude. But
he's going to do something stupid in that match.
He's definitely going to do something stupid. So, that's why I feel that they're going to give Damian Priest the championship belt. I feel like he's going to cash in. because then he's going to have one match to rest, meaning Bayley's match. Then he's going to come to the title, the defend his title. So we'll see. Okay. I'm still going with that. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. All right. And finally.
No. Stop.
Finally, dude. Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns for the undisputed WWE Universal Championship. This one you're going to spend some time on. This. You just can't fucking just spit out names just because Cody Rhodes is your hero.
I got to think.
Yeah, let's see.
Well,
what's with the glasses? Yeah, they have you think? Yeah,
you got to go with the facts.
Okay, let's go with the facts.
Cody has been he has gotten jumped and screwed over for this entire year already.
I don't take him serious with the fucking glasses on.
What did I do?
All right, go.
You got to look at the facts. You got to look at the numbers.
JoJo's going facts. Okay.
Cody has been getting screwed over by Roman, by the Bloodline, ever since this year started because he wants to go for Roman and for his title. He had messed up last year, and this year's just redemption. And so...
Sounds like you're going Cody.
Yeah.
Oh, JoJo's going Cody.
Not just because he's my hero, but like...
facts.
They've put him through a lot, and he's there... Well, because I think that the Bloodline is going to win night one, make a more interesting night two, and even though they're going to screw him over, he's still going to win that belt.
You still think so?
Yeah.
You think that anybody's going to come help Cody?
Obviously. You got main event Jey Uso. Maybe not Seth Rollins, because Seth is fighting that day. But you got Seth Rollins. Oh, not Seth Rollins. You got Jey. I don't know. He has more
people. Do you think any special guests are going to appear?
No.
From the Attitude Era, who would you want to see at WrestleMania 40? Some of the stuff that you've seen already.
Ooh. Wait, what?
Some of the wrestlers from back in the day that you have...
It'd be awesome if you got Shawn Michaels?
Stone Cold.
Triple H.
Well, Triple H is there, but he just doesn't wrestle.
He should.
You know, he should, but he retired.
Oh.
He had a problem with his heart. He has a defibrillator now. So he can't.
Just don't hit him in the chest.
No. Yeah, he has a defibrillator on. He can't. Anything that can stop, it can hurt him. This is what I think. I think that Cody Rhodes is going to get so whooped so bad. The Rock is going to be whipping him with that fucking belt. The next thing we're going to hear is glass break. Stone Cold running out in a milk truck and soaking them with milk. No, wait, that was Kurt Angle. In beer. I think that Stone Cold is going to be the hero of the night. Maybe. And he's going to come and help. That's what I think. And John Cena.
John Cena sucks.
Why does John Cena suck?
Dad. Talk he lost me. His voice.
That's just storyline.
Bro got spiked like 20 times.
It's just a storyline, dude.
So?
You know that when they get injured like that and they're off because they're injured, they're really on vacation. Yeah,
he was off filming Barbie.
He was filming Barbie, exactly. His voice was fine in Barbie. So that is, I think that someone big is going to interfere.
Big Bronson Reed?
No. Someone from the Attitude Era. I feel someone from the Attitude Era is going to come in. Someone who hates The Rock as much as you do.
That's not old?
That's not old. Well, from what I'm hearing, Stone Cold is training. Stone Cold's been working out.
That's old, though.
They all are. So is The Rock. The Rock's fucking 52 this year. I know,
but like they're all like wrinkly.
That's what they're working out.
Oh.
So, dude, Shawn Michaels looks old as fuck.
Oh, they can get Bret Hart. No, Bret Hart's dead.
No, he's not. Bret Hart's not dead.
He's alive.
Everyone else from the Hart Foundation is. Oh. He's not.
They can get Bret Hart back.
But he is retired because he had an injury. I think he got hit kicked in the head and too many concussions. So... I think so.
Oh, you got Mankind? Oh, yeah.
Mankind?
That'd be awesome.
I don't think so. Mankind's also.
Mr. Rocco?
No. The Rock and Sock Connection? No. I think it's Stone Cold, man.
Stone Cold.
Look at The Rock's face and tell me that Stone Cold doesn't want to punch him in the face.
He's going to send him to Thunder.
Okay.
Let's see.
Who else do you think from the Attitude Era is going to come out? I think it's Stone Cold, dude.
Who else was there? I can't think. Oh. We got a... What's his name?
I don't know. You tell me.
The black guy.
The black guy.
Nation Domination.
Oh, Farouk?
Yeah.
No, no.
We get Farouk out there?
No, 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 no. No.
He's still alive, right?
He's still alive. All right. Are those are your predictions? Mm-hmm. You're sticking to them?
Yeah. So wait, we got to go back to the Logan Paul match, remember? I didn't decide.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah, that's right. Logan Paul.
Okay, I got to go KO.
You going to go KO?
KO was screwed over last time he fought because of the brass knuckles, but he's going to win.
So that's...
You're now we got the predictions.
So I still think KO is going to get hit in the head with the brass knuckles. I still think. But we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
So,
all right. Wait all week.
It's already Monday, dude. Monday's already over, dude.
It's barely Monday.
It's already over. You're done, dude. Yeah,
it's really like halfway through the day. What you mean?
We spend a lot of time in the garage cleaning it. I mean, in the studio here. Look at the sofas are nicely set up. And
Okay. Guests,
I moved the refrigerator over there so it doesn't interfere in the microphones. See that? I moved it over there. Hell yeah, dude. That way it's not so close to the microphones. You know what I mean? But those are JoJo's WrestleMania 40 predictions.
Oh, yeah.
And I think we're going to call it a day because the wife did say she was going to clock out at 12 o'clock. So it's already 12:10. Again, those are JoJo's predictions. If you guys like this podcast, you know, please like, rate, share, follow. I have I do have a Instagram page for the podcast. If you have any questions, concerns, you know, child labor laws, because Julian's not getting paid for this.
Yeah.
And I do have an Instagram page. It's called Ride With Me Podcast. It's ride.with.me.podcast. So Ride With Me Podcast. You can reach out, send me messages. If you want to be a guest, I welcome anybody. Like I said, please, I don't really go on here. To me, it's like begging.
Hey, go like my shit, please.
No, but you know what? Please go like, share, rate, subscribe. Follow me on Instagram. I also have a TikTok page for that, for the podcast. It is, let me see before any music comes on. It is also the FTA _ podcast on Twitter. I'm sorry, on TikTok. See, I don't do this, man. I don't do this. So Julian, like I end every podcast, buddy, thank you for riding with me.
Oh, yeah. What an adventure this has been.
Say hi to The Rock.
No.
Tell him you love him.
You can't make me.
Dude, The Rock loves you, dude.
No, he doesn't. I hate him.
Thank you for listening to Ride With Me, the Flat Tire Indie Podcast. You can also listen to us on iTunes, Spotify, and Podbean.